Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Enriching Relationships in a Torah Home. With Pesach season upon us, let us discuss a topic related to child rearing that has ramifications for adult development as well. Many of our interactions with our children are instructional and directive as we try to encourage them to go about their daily tasks, make it to school, appointments, and shul on time, and try to wrap up the night in an efficient manner. Many women find that were they to attach a microphone to their shirt throughout the day and play it back at night, they would hear their voice giving many commands to different children and sometimes to their husbands on a constant basis. This thought can be unsettling and frustrating, as we would all love to have relationships with our family members that go beyond the bossy, directive style that we often hear in ourselves. Let's discuss an aspect of parenting that may help us cultivate a warmer climate with regard to engaging cooperation from those around us. While this is a broader, more complex topic, at its core, engaging cooperation is assisted by an understanding and appreciation of why the task needs to be done. When we understand what we are doing and why we are doing it, we are more motivated and eager to get the job done. For example, when we recognize the reason behind Pesach cleaning, it's more motivating to tackle that job. When we appreciate the meaning behind davening and connecting to Hashem, we are more excited to set aside time to do it. Children are much the same. Although there certainly is a concept in the Torah of younger people listening, trusting, and respecting older people, namely their parents, we need to find the balance between using our authority and our love to engage cooperation. When a child recognizes that instructions, rules, and guidelines are coming from love with reasons that are for their benefit, the child becomes more intrinsically motivated to cooperate. When a parent says, "You cannot have more junk food because it will make your stomach sick. I love you. I care about you. I don't want you to be sick." This is giving a reason for the rule, and it makes it easier for the child to understand and cooperate. Using the "I said so, so you have to listen" approach typically does not work in our day and age without a balance of love and affirmation that this instruction is for the child's benefit. Explaining to a child that he or she cannot have a friend over today because we are cleaning for Pesach, so having extra people will make it harder, we are giving insight into our restriction. This kind of talk shows value and respect for the child and their intellect. Of course, the level of sharing that we do depends on the age and the personality of the child. While the child may not like the rule or instruction, if they are helped to see that it is for their benefit at an age and developmental appropriate time, they are less likely to develop resistance and resentment to the authority figure in the long run. It is a fine line, but ultimately, holding our authority in a place that is confident enough to know the truth can be balanced with some insight and explanation as to why we need to give the instructions and guidelines that we do. Happy Pesach season. Chag Kasher v'Sameach.